Thank you.
And my second announcement is that I need to leave. I will leave earlier because I have the Rage Club starting at 6, and I need to eat lunch still. So, yeah, I'll leave earlier.
Okay. Rage on. I would like to make an announcement that as after the Trainer Path lab that became Trainer Path lab, we had a call to share the legends of the Trainer Path so the whole village could merge into the evolution that happened with us physically, and we can merge with the transformation that happened with people meeting also online. And it is a fantastic, for me, way to bring us together, because so much happened. This the labs and the 5 days meeting together is such an intense space that so much transformation and evolution happens, and to have the this legends, then sort of no one is left behind. And so after the Trainer Path happened, the Trainer Tours, where I think six of the people who were in the Trainer Path gathering also went into the Trainer Tours, and has affected us or changed us, transformed us, and also has changed the whole Trainer Guild. So I would want to invite maybe next week Trainer Path call to be a legend about the Trainer Tours. And to also invite the trainer to send an email to the Trainer Guild. We have an email list. And so anybody from the Trainer Guild who would want to come, and either if they were at the Trainer Tours together or whether they were not, to also then merge back into the evolution that happened. So is there any resistance or questions or comment about having this happen next week on Wednesday? And I'm adding a little piece about I'm delivering a fear club with Vera and Patrizio in it, and I would ask if then next week Trainer Path call would be at 8, would start at 8:35, and we'd do the legend of the Trainer Taurus instead of 8. That would be
It's
cool.
okay.
Okay. Cool. I'll post it in the Trainer Path and in the Trainer Guild, and then that will be a meeting next week. Thank you. Any other announcement or celebrations?
I want to celebrate that I come after 4 months here. I feel a bit fear of being back in the call, and for several reasons, I somehow felt myself like stepped out. But I realized, like during the last days, that somehow every time I was not coming to the call, every time I was more and more away of the trainer path. So I decided to come back and to be here, and and to see how it is for me to be back. So at the moment I'm back, and I celebrate myself for deciding to come back. Thank you.
This means for me, I'm celebrating with you. Clinton, you are muted.
I just found a report that I had we just, and Chloe and I just had a call with Jennifer Dominguez, who's the kind of space holder for Trainer Path in America. And because we had recently had this a wisdom council, which is a circular meeting technology process with the Trainer Path North America, and some of you were in there also. And it was, as any time authenticity is called into a space, there were not, there were issues to look at, considerations or concerns. Like we were using group wisdom to face into something that's impossible to deal with. And after that, she had some reactivity, you know, and we had the purple card thing. So she went and did some a deep emotional process of past life stuff, even her first one. And so we just got to talk with her. And I just feel really glad about the conversation and the context of the trainer path being strong enough, stable enough, clear enough to not get tipped over or to, you know, to whatever, to cruise through rough seas gracefully and productively. And I just want to report that that's the results of the call that we had with her just now. And I just feel really glad about it. And I wanted to celebrate, like you said, Yorgos, to celebrate the joy of that, or the feeling some kind of pride or confidence, or I don't know, whatever, something, some good, some kind of good, whatever it is. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vera Franco. Oh, Melina spoke. You get to go first, Melina.
Yes.
So the past weeks or month, I was busy and still am. Not busy. I'm in the process of going my own rhythm and working a lot with the feelings practitioner, and mainly how I work with that in daily life. So with myself and offering sessions and exploring this healing context. So which contexts are healing for me and in what rhythm? And the reason for me, and I'm still experimenting with that, was that I didn't show up during the last weeks, was especially that I felt that the trainer path context is not going my rhythm. So I felt like there was a context which is fast and which is maybe not even fast, but it's going in a rhythm that was not nurturing for me. And I decided to be in the call today to check in, because this was also happening a lot in my mind and I was making up stories. And still I'm in this process of which context nurturing me, which rhythm do I need right now for the healing environment. And yeah, I'm experimenting, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I also want to celebrate, and I have some fears about it because it's still in the seedling, you know, when in the sprouting stage. I have started the recording preparation for online Expand the Box, and there was like a whole filming photography studio happening earlier today, and it's gonna come out in November. The first pilot experiment of it. So I'm glad and I'm scared, and I wanted to share all of those feelings with you.
Wow.
Is it English or Portuguese?
Both. I'm doing both. Yeah.
Cool.
And where are you now? Where are you?
I am in Habet's sister's apartment in Berlin. I was just in the lovely apartment where Clinton and Aunt Chloe are at the moment. And we're doing this like I'm preparing this space, because in a few days Clinton and Aunt Chloe come here. Then I go and see lovely Yule and Susanne preparing the space, because after a few days Clinton and Aunt Chloe are gonna go there. Meeting then in Switzerland after.
Yeah. Cool. Gabriella.
I want to announce that tomorrow I do my first Rage Club for Women online.
Mm. Wow.
And it's cool. 3 days event, like one is tomorrow, the next one is next Saturday, and the third one is the following Saturday. So, yes.
Cool.
I'm so glad about that.
Is this in Polish or in English?
In Polish.
In Polish, okay. Cool. Okay. Announcements are possible at any point during this call. If ever something comes up for you or you have an enlightenment about the next, your next step, or this is not the end of the announcement space. And I would like to start having a sort of a firework of exercises. And the way I would want it for people who share the exercise is to be precise enough that anybody can actually deliver that exercise at the end of this call. So in have all the information and enough of the context or the and the purpose so that people would know where, if it would fit into their group of people and how to deliver it. So for that, we would need the purpose, the if it's done in, I mean, it's all done in groups, okay? These are all exercises for groups. If it's done in pairs or in groups of three, or maybe in groups of four, you know, how, what's the setting? If it's sitting or standing up, and also if there, so if there's a question, you know, if there's an impulse, how long, you know, is it for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes? How long does the exercise go before there's a shift, for example? Yes, Clinton.
I would request that we have a scribe who is so good that every single other person can trust them and will not be making notes. Because if anybody is sitting around making notes, we do not have their intelligence in the space because they're in the past writing down stuff that's already happened. So we would need a scribe who will get us all the information and not leave any of it out and stay up with us in terms of speed, you know, to keep us speaking at the speed of their writing, and that we can all get a copy of that so we don't have to spend our time writing.
I had put my hand up and I know that I have to leave earlier, so I could, I don't know how you want to do it, if it would be another person or not, so.
Yeah, who would, it would work. Would okay. Anybody want to take over Vera? Are you leaving in what, an hour or?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay.
I can take over.
Okay, thank you. And it would be on the computer, okay? Don't take notes and then you have to...
That's not for me.
Okay. Yeah, we need computer notes.
Yeah, Gabriela.
Gabriela, cool. Thank you. Okay, I wanted to start by putting a little context that I found really useful when I was actually giving or providing exercise for Joanna and Tanya in the trainer Taurus, that there are three things that I found that really work or make a workable day workshop. And maybe you found something else, but I wanted to share those three things is
just, yeah. Stop. I'm opening this document and it's taking 10 seconds.
And Vera, just be aware if the typing sound makes noise, we just turn off your mic. I don't hear anything yet.
Okay.
And we hear stuff.
You can hear this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Done.
Okay, great. So the three things that I found was one, if people, the participant get to feel. So there's a feeling exercise. It doesn't have to be 80% big. It can be 20, 25, up to 50%. And that's already huge for people. So one, if they can feel. One is if they receive some form of feedback. So they learn something new about themselves. And the third thing is that if they leave the space with a skill that they can practice the moment they leave the space. So with anybody at any point, a really practical skill. So those are the things that I found that really make an alive and legend-making workshop. So it can be, I don't know, the exercise don't have to be split in those three categories. I think we'll just shoot, whatever, fire them as they go. So anybody want to start with an exercise that you have hold space for and is working? Martina.
Just a quick question. This is for any kind of online workshop or offline workshop or anything. What is it?
Yeah, it would be for, I guess, both. I was thinking more of offline, but it could also be a online. Yeah. But it would be, yeah, 1 day, 2 day, also 2 hours, anything before they expand the box. So nothing to do with what is in expand the box. Martina, go ahead.
I'm going to offer a workshop. The title is Possibility Drawing. The subtitle is Whoever Told You You Cannot Draw Was Lying. It is possible online and offline. It is a workshop for 2 hours. And it is for people who want to open a door to create by drawing. The purpose is to draw without judgment, to draw without being judged by anybody, not even by oneself. And the purpose is to get in touch with the feelings that come up when somebody is creating.
Ready. Wait, what is the exercise?
There are different exercises that there are different drawing exercises that people can try and do, and different drawing exercises.
Would you give us one that maybe we can use, or anybody here can use in a creation workshop, for example?
And after that, I'm ready to give another one.
Okay,
so you mean that if I can explain the principle?
Here, the space is about sharing detailed exercise that people can take with them and do in their workshop. So right now you just explained the purpose of a whole workshop without giving a detailed exercise.
Okay, I give you a detailed exercise. People take something out of their room that they want to draw, for example, a cup, and stand them before them on the table, and then they start to draw that cup, but only by looking at the cup. For the whole time that they are drawing, they may not look at the paper or at the drawing pen. They look for the whole time at the cup. And when they are finished, when the time is over, after about 5 minutes, they take the first look at the paper, what they have created. And that's how they stop using the left brain hemisphere of the brain, because the left hemisphere sees what is drawn and judges. And by not looking what you are drawing at the moment, you cannot judge because you don't see what you are drawing. And only when you are finished, you look at what you've drawn and it's ready, it's gone, it's over.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Quentin.
Yeah. So this is a drawing exercise too. It's called interior redesign. And the idea is that the way energy flows through our body from everything, the light, the sound, our plans, our day-to-day life, all this stuff, it comes through a pattern, and the pattern is unconscious. It's just a habitual thing. And then it can be redesigned. And so the way it works is you have a room full of flip chart boards, basically, and everybody has either crayons or their big fat pens, the big fat Edding 800s, a bunch of them. That's the setup. You have layers of paper, and you put on this music at first that's horrible. It's this bam, 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 this kind of music. And you say, this is energy from you walking down the street. And you start talking, you just start thinking that your alarm clock didn't go off. You're late for work. You try to make some coffee. Your coffee pot breaks all over the floor. You step on the cat. He's yelling at you. You know, you make this long series of horrible things that happen. You get to the bus, it misses the bus. You're running down the street, you get splashed with mud. You get in the job, all this. You just keep saying this stuff. Draw how the energy goes through your body. So people, really, they destroy your pens. It's amazing. It's kind of a rage work. They don't even know it's rage work, but they make sounds. They're just doing, and this is how the energy really goes through their body. Then you take a break. For about a silent break for about 5 minutes, put a new piece of paper, have them close their eyes and say, you have a chance of a lifetime right now to go in and redesign.
Slow down a little bit, Vera is exploding over there.
No, Vera, go. And no, I'm not gonna slow down. Just wait. This is the exercise. It's happening right now to you. And so you have a chance of a lifetime to take a breath, start over, and you can consciously design how you would like the energy, this much energy and more, to effectively go through your system. And then draw that. And you shift the music and you put on this Mike Oldfield, what's it called? Millennial Bell music. And then people come up with these incredible designs. It takes another 15 or 20 minutes, you know, and these things look like the most beautiful things you would never be able to really, and they just come, and that's how the energy goes through their body for the rest of their life. So it's just called interior redesign. You can do it like a one-day workshop with some feelings work preparing, and it's just a cool thing. It could also be in a lab, but it works good in a workshop.
Thank you.
And the people look at what they are drawing? May they look at what they
are? Yeah, they look at it the whole time. Otherwise, the wall is covered with Edding 800. Stay on the paper.
Gabriella.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
You said they say something when they do it. Can you say that again in different words?
You are saying something in the background. You lead into it. You tell this story, you wake up in the morning, your alarm didn't go off, mm-hmm. The whole thing. You had a nightmare, and you build up this whole thing, and then you turn the music up. And they make sounds, just whatever sounds they want to make of the energy, how it goes through their body. They just make the sounds as it goes through. And when you redesign it, maybe they sing something, maybe they make sounds, something else could come out. But it's not so much about the sound, it's just to describe how the energy goes through your body.
Cool. I want to add one thing, that it is also possible to do that as a single, in a single coaching process, if you see that the energy of the people is not flowing. So, but not the whole thing, they can do it just in their little beep book. Yeah. Cool. Gabriella.
It's not as cool though. It's definitely not as cool. And you don't make as much money either.
Okay, I have another one regarding drawing. I call it like possibility drawing, and it's for a group of people for a physical space. Ideally, biggest group better, but it can work also with, let's say, five people. So each person has a piece of paper, either each person or a small group has a piece of paper and a couple of crayons, and start to draw like one symbol of something they need possibilities about. It can be a potential, it can be a question, but it's just about drawing it. What abstract drawing, like, and it's very fast. It's like less than 1 minute maximum. And then the person or the small groups going from one to another without knowing whose piece of paper is that. And they sit down feeling into the space and into the drawing, and they add something to it. So it depends how many people it is, but then you come back at the end, you come back to your own drawing and you see what's there, what possibilities are there, and what symbols, what colors, and you gather all together. And first I speak what it tells me, what it does to me emotionally and intellectually, and other also share what it tells them about my drawing and what it does to them.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vera, let me know when I have one about, it's part of a, it can be part of a work talk or a workshop as an, for game world builders or edge workers. Okay. So it comes after a short 5, 10, 15 minutes of introduction about game world building and being an edge worker at the edge of modern culture. And when people finally get that, if they are in this work talk, it means that they are edge workers because they already have a possibility to look out at something else than modern culture. Then you have them in pairs, put them in pairs, and one person start by saying, I feel mad, sad, glad, and scared. So you don't really say anything about feelings, except there's four feelings, and you have four feelings about being an edge worker. So now you're gonna share, and you give them 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes to share, I feel mad, sad, glad, and scared about being an edge worker. So they do each feeling. And the other person will only listen. And then, God, there was a second part to that. What was it, Clinton? There was sort of a, weren't there a feedback or, do you remember, Clinton?
Yeah. I was thinking about something else. I'm not right okay. with you right now.
Okay, it's fine. Then, I mean, the point would be then to change roles, and get the other person to share about what I feel mad about being an edge worker, because I feel sad, I feel fear, and I feel glad about being an edge worker. And anyway, we also build a second part about some form of feedback or some form of sharing from the other person. If it comes back to me, I'll just tell you, Vera, or tell you and add it into you. And it's a fantastic way to, one, introduce the four feelings, and for people to be radically honest about being edge workers and how it is for them. So he brings people in a team of edge workers instead of being entrepreneurs or yoga people or whatever people have their different groups. It breaks them into a team of edge workers.
I held space for an online workshop in terms of how we relate to one another with fear. And this was also for people without ECB. And what I did was to like to verbalize their fears in splitting up in pairs in breakout rooms. And the exercise was that one starts, "I'm afraid to tell you that." And then, to continue what they were afraid of doing, and then continuously for 8 minutes to tell what you're afraid to tell the other one. And then they would switch partners, and the other one would tell what he was afraid of telling. And after, they gave another feedback. So how did they receive the other one telling what he was afraid of telling? And also this exercise I did with, I have the story about you. And then making...
Second, Malina. How did it end your last exit?
Very muted. Can you hear again?
You said that they switch roles, and the person who's listened says what they felt about hearing the fears. Is that it?
Yes. So the first part was to share the fears, and the second one was to, like, it was not the own fears, but it's the fears that they have in the relationship space. So because they started with, "I'm afraid to tell you that," and the second part of the experiment was to listen to how the other one received it, so to give feedback.
Cool.
And it was also working with, "I have the story about you that."
Everybody, how many people don't know this, "I have a story about you" exercise? Okay, cool.
I have another one. I call it the recognize game, where you come together in pairs of two and you just sit with each other, and then you connect, and then one person starts and says, "If I look at you, then I recognize in my body." And then you can scan your body, and you can scan it on the emotional level. So you could either decide, like, okay, check on your emotions and feelings, what you're recognizing, or you scan your body about, are there any tensions in your body, like physical, what's happening physically? And you can scan what's happening intellectually, in your intellectual body. And what do you experience in the energetic body? So you can choose which of these four bodies you want to relate to, or you just tell them, okay, you can observe or scan your body in all the four bodies. And when you said, like, okay, if I look at you, I recognize in my body that I'm holding my breath. And then the person on the other side would say, if I hear that you recognize in your body that you hold your breath when you look at me, then I recognize that. So you connect on this level, like, what's happening in our space. And it, my experience is, if you do that for 5 or 10 minutes, 10 minutes is really intense, but coming to this point where the body just slows down and gets, like, really quiet and connected and calms down, when I have the chance to share all this recognition that I have. So, and after a while, it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and like to use this tool. Clinton,
is it another exercise, or it's a question, Clinton? Okay, I just want to say, so it's 10 minutes the chunk, and then is there sharing, or usually just leave it like that, people get to...
I like to end it up with 1 minute just eye contact and see, like, okay, what happens if we stop talking then. And sometimes the people start to cry, just like, okay, I have been seen, and I heard you, or I listened to you, I felt you. Yeah.
Great.
Just give it a space to sink a little deeper. Like,
yeah. So that would, I think, I'm glad I asked this question about, there's also how you wrap it up. So that's, you know, so if you can add that in your exercise about what's the wrap up. how to bring that, you know, into the next role, wrap it up to then roll into the next thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Clinton.
I want to first say that on websites that we have, for example, becomepresent.mystrikingly.com, and one, there's 50 experiments to do. And every single one of those would be a great exercise mostly to do in a presencing workshop to become more present. So that we won't have a time now to touch on hardly a small percentage of all the experiments that are available at this start over website, 360 websites, but just keep in mind that's a resource for you. So if you ever are doing something, go to the Spaceport website, scan down for what your workshop is on, click on the websites, and you have a bunch of experiments that you can use in your workshop. The scanning practice, part two of what Frederica just said, is you have half the room sitting in a chair, and across from them is an empty chair, and each person sitting in the chair has a blindfold. So after you do what Frederica just said, you have half the room on the standing at the side, and the people in the chairs put on a blindfold. And then you have the other people come and sit down across from a blindfolded scanner person. And then the blindfolded scanner person scans the person across from them in five bodies, not just four. So Frederica, add the fifth body in, because it's so important to start scanning in the fifth body. So if you add that. And so then you have a blindfolded person scanning somebody who they don't know who it is from their eyes, but they can, and so you scan for 5 minutes or so out loud, and then you ask them to come to a stop, and you have them take the blindfold off. Then they see who they were scanning, and the one who was scanned gives feedback. What was accurate? What was not accurate? Yeah. You were almost here. And then, the blindfolded people, they get up, they go stand at the wall, and the ones who they put the blindfold on. You do this back and forth about three times, and it's amazing how quickly the people's scanning skills develop when they're not depending on their eyes and their mind. And it's just a skill building exercise, a great workshop for healers, for anybody, for any kind of trainer people, for business people, for daycare people, for all kinds of people, lawyers especially.
Suzanne, I just want to give a minute for Vera to.
And it's just called scanning practice.
I have a question.
About the scanning?
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you introduce another map than just the map of the five bodies?
Such as what? Like what?
So you introduce the map before you do the exercise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you need. I mean, it helps to do some lower the numbness bar and do a little low level feelings practice. But that's true for almost every workshop, as the beginning thing is to do lower the numbness bar down to, you know, to low level, low intensity emotions and feelings. And then you can use that information for all these other skills. It's a great warm-up, for that.
Vera, we're waiting on your go. Yeah. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Yeah, when Clinton just told, we did this experiment in the feelings practitioner in one of the labs. And this reminds me of a thing we did there. And I don't know if it's really working in a different context where people, maybe more in a lab context where people are more experienced but I don't know. It works like this. You get a big piece of paper and you lie down on the floor, so you get the outline of your body on this piece of paper. And this piece of paper is pinned on the wall. And then the group, all the people together, so you stand there in person, and besides there is this
piece of paper with your outline, and then the whole group is scanning your body, so all your five bodies, and it's drawing on this outline what it sees. So it sees maybe some energetics, some auras, some defects, some blocks, something beautiful. And this is on this piece of paper, and this is really revealing. And it's not taking much time, to maybe 3 minutes or 5 minutes of scanning. So the whole group is goes one by one by one by one. And afterwards you have all these papers, and then you can say something to this drawing, and the group can also give feedback. This would be all in all probably at least 1 hour exercise. And I don't know the context where it fits, but it was really fun.
Must be also possible in pairs.
It's more efficient when you have the group intelligence, because more people see more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I have one. Do you have one there?
I have a question about what you said, Susanna. Yeah. Do people only see the line, or they also draw or write on the paper?
They draw whatever they see on the paper. So I can, if you like, I can give you afterwards a picture of what...
And draw. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it would be great for anybody who has maps that goes with the exercise, then you can send the map, and Vera, when you send them around, then you can have a map for each exercise, or just say, if it's five body, most of us have the map of five body, so we can just say map of five body. Okay, I have one that is also about lowering the numbness bar, and it's about fear also, and it can be done in workshops about feeling or intimacy or anything else, but that's where we've done it, and it's called fear of connection. And the way that we've done it, but I think it can be shorter, I would encourage it to make it quite long. It takes about 2 hours, the whole experiment. So it fits better in a 1 day or 2 day workshop. And it starts in pairs. And there's not even a map of feelings or anything. It's an exercise called fear of connection. So people get that there will be fear. And the first person look at the person across from them and they say, I'm afraid of connecting in general because... And they keep completing that sentence. I'm afraid of connecting with people. I'm afraid of connecting in general because. And let it last 5-6 minutes for people so they can start really going into their fear. So the coaching is for them to not try to look in their head about what they think they're afraid, but to actually go in the fear and let the fear speak. Then it's still in the same pair and it's still the first person speaking. Bring them to an end. And the second part is they look at the partner across from them and says, I'm afraid of connecting with you in particular because. So I think we've done that some of you might have. And then another 5-6 minutes and then change roles. The other person does connection in general, fear of connection in general, and fear of connection with you. And so already that is about 20 minutes, and then do it with three different people. So they get to have three different partners in the group. And the thing is, when you get when somebody shares with you the fear of why they're afraid of connecting with you in particular, then you write down the person who received that quote-unquote feedback writes down what people are afraid to connect with them. And then they have this list. I'm afraid that you're not hearing me.
You're not freeze.
So you get three pieces of feedback from the three different people who said they were afraid of connecting with you. And that's the first part of the exercise. And the second part is when you get all this feedback, you pick one that you say, I want to change that. I want to change that people are afraid to connect with me because they think I'm superior, or they think I'm going to judge them, or that I am invisible, or whatever the thing is that you would like that feedback to change. You circle it, and then you go in groups of three, and you do a form of possibility speaking / building experiment together. So the second part is, it's not really this downloading a bunch of possibility, like possibility speaking. It's more, let's build experiment together. So 1, 2, 3, 4 experiment that they can try right after the workshop about how they can change that feedback.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, it's 2 hours.
And then they get, the last part is they get to actually try one of those experiments right there, right then, with those people with feedback and coaching. So they can actually try to change the behavior right there.
Oh. So I would say the experiment building can be 5 minutes, and then they have 4 minutes of trying one of the experiment, and then rotate in a group of three, and you do it with all three people.
How many minutes for the first part of the experiment then?
5 minutes for the building experiments together, then maybe four minutes about for trying the experiment, and then shift to the next person and do the same thing 3 times.
I would go a little longer with both of those, just 7-8 minutes. Yeah. It's worth the time. It's really worth the time.
Okay. You got it, Vera? Longer.
I wanted to add also something, like I did this exercise with you, Clinton and Chloe, I think in 2 different labs. And with the fear, we're going to the different layers. Mm. The first layer was the things I'm conscious about, like fear of connection. And then with the second one, we're changing pair. It was like the fears, I'm kind of conscious in a way. And then the ones I'm not aware of. So somehow we're going, every time we're going deeper and deeper. And it was like really, really powerful for me when I experience this exercise. So,
yeah. I'd like to add another version, Vera. It's a version of this, which is that when they're practicing their new behavior, they do it with a role play partner. So you do it in groups of three, and the person across is a role play person, and you start again. You go, I'm afraid to connect with you because of this, and here's my new experiment. And you do the new experiment with them. And we just got feedback from a woman in America who did this in Brazil when we were there. She did this with her brother. And she'd never been able to talk to her older brother. And what happened since then is, since the COVID, he was living in Indonesia. He could not go back to Indonesia. The universe put him in her house for the last 3 months. And they have had such amazing, wonderful conversations and connections that they never, ever had before in their life. And I'm just saying, the role play with the new behavior really opens up. The consequences are really huge. So it's great to do a role play with somebody that you want to open up this connection with. So it really is amazing.
Cool. Susanne and then Sarah. Is it a question or?
Yeah, it's a question. So the role play was with the brother as as if the brother would be there.
Yes.
Okay.
She tried the new behavior. She was vulnerable. I'm afraid to connect with you because, and then she did the experiment of the new behavior. And that changed so much that this happened.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sarah, is it a question or exercise?
No, it's an exercise.
Okay. I'm just
waiting for anybody don't have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a first exercise to feel, to learn how to feel, and it's for workshop in person. You put all the person in the room standing, and you can put a music, but not so hard, soft, and people start walking around, and you say that they have to meet each other. When you meet someone, you can keep in touch and stay in front of another person and take a contact with the other person, not physical. Just you can say just to. Yes, to put in contact with others, and then they take your time. They take their time, and then they go to the other person, and they start walking, and meet another person. They can choose and have the timing that they want, and this is the first step. Then stop the music and share what happened in terms of feelings. What comes, and the second part is you put another music and you say to keep in contact, and when they are in contact, they have to stay with themselves, so to stay present, to put the attention to their own feelings and also to be with the other person. So there is an information more that is to be in contact with you, yourself, and with the other person, and do the same things. So you go random for one person, keep in touch, feel what you feel, and then go random to the others. And then when the music stops, you share again, and what happened is completely different. And because in the first step, people cannot say what happened, and all the attention is outside. So they don't know what they are feeling. They are just thinking what the other person are thinking about me, or they judge me, and the sharing is completely different. In the second time, they really know what they are feeling and what is the sadness about, or what is the anger about. And so it's really useful to learn how to feel, staying in contact with ourselves.
I have two questions. Yeah. So if it's a music long thing, it's about 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes, or do you make it longer?
Yes, I choose a long music, like 4 minutes.
Okay, so 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. And do they speak, or there's no speaking?
No speaking.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, Natalia, no. Go ahead.
Are you introducing the map of feelings, or are you just telling them that there are four feelings?
Yes, just say that there are four feelings, and this is really before introduce the map.
Okay, and you say that at the very beginning, before the first round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you introduce the distinction of centering, of being centered?
No, because it's something that I think this exercise can be an introducing about that. So okay. About being centered and being connection, and also feelings.
So you bring it afterwards?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And Vera? No.
This is for another exercise, and also to give my note taking to another person.
I just want to add to this exercise, which is there's a more complex but similar exercise that's called the village. And It includes you get to walk or sit or lie down. And there's a, when you meet a person, you can say, please give me feedback. And so, and it can be about anything. Just so it's pretty powerful to just randomly meet somebody and then they, please give me feedback. And it's just a, it builds up to that. So I can add that in later, those details.
Okay, so Gabriela, you're on? Great. And Vera, you had an exercise. You're muted.
I have a Google Doc open if you want to continue. It's on the link. And I have an exercise that I use with this also saying no, and saying no and saying yes. And so everyone in the same room, if you're in presence, otherwise you can do this in small groups online. But I'm going to explain how it's.
Wait, Vera. Gabriela, you okay?
Wait, Vera, I need to open the document. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you start from the beginning, please?
Yes. On site and physical presence, everyone in the room stands up and moves around, no music. And the first part is when the eyes, when randomly the eyes meet someone else's, both people stop in front of each other. And the exercise is that, or the proposal is that whenever there's a, I don't want to look at them in their eyes, like the first impulse, one of the people don't want to look in their eyes, they just look away, they go away. So the only the people that look in their eyes while they're both wanting to do that. And as soon as there's a little bit of tension or a small no, that stops. So people can meet for, some people want to stay for longer and some people want to stay for shorter, but the two people are only meeting each other's eyes for as long as the one that wants the shortest amount of time. The purpose is to practice no's. The no, and to be with other people's no's. Mm-hmm. Second part, so then we stop and we don't share. We stop and I ask for, we're going to go a second round. And this time, the person, if you meet the person with the eyes, you ask them, invite them for something. You invite them for something really that you would like to do, or really juicy, or that you think their matrix or their gremlin or their even their archetypal lineage wants to do, and the person needs to say no, thank you. And they stay in this situation for like 10 seconds. So no, stay with the feelings, and then walk away. And so that everyone, so the first person speaking is the person giving the offer, and the person receiving the offer has to say no, even if they want to. So this is a practice, the second part, basically. And then stop, I do it, the first part, I do it for about 3 minutes. And the second part, I do it for 10 minutes. And then stop and share.
Cool, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
First part for...
Bye, have fun.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you had questions for her?
Yeah. But it's
okay. First part was 3 minutes.
Three and second 10.
Yes.
Ten. Okay.
You got... Okay. Cool. Martina. You're muted.
Oh.
We can hear you now.
Now you're muted.
Are you ready, Gabriela? I have something for when you are the space holder and you are going to meet a bigger group of people and you are thinking about how to say hello to them. What you need to prepare is a big sheet of paper, and on this big sheet of paper you have to draw before as a preparation for that four different scenes. Scene one is two people are saying hello and not touching each other. The second scene is two people say hello and shake hands. The third scene is two people hug each other. And the fourth scene is they do nothing. They don't look at each other. They just go. They do nothing. You hang that sheet of paper on the door, and as a space holder, when the people start to come, you are standing on the door. And when the first person comes, you say, you show on that paper and say,
wait. A second, Gabriela.
1 second.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yes. When the first person comes, you show on that paper and say, you may choose one possibility how you want to say hello. And then the person that comes can choose one of those four possibilities and say hello to you. Like one of those four scenes. And it's important that you don't talk about that. You just do that and then stay with the feelings that come up. And it's for the space holder and also for the person that comes. Yes.
Do you do some kind of sharing at some point?
No, I would not do that. It's just stay with the feelings and don't share. It's just, happened. Don't talk about it.
And the invitation, Natalia, would be all of those are to be experimented with. Are to be, so if you want to experiment and figure out something, then you can just, share it later.
Yes, yes, it could be a version to share, yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It could be a workshop about how to say hello. And then that would be such a fantastic workshop. then you would have a sharing.
Yes.
Cool. I have one. I have two. One is how to start. The name of the exercise is how to start interesting conversation with strangers. And we did that in Ravensburg with Susanne. I think you were there. You were translating. And there's a map that goes with it, and I can't really remember the map, and I couldn't find it. So I would give the map and put it in a description. But there's a first part of making the map. And the map is, there's some things to, let's say, quote unquote, avoid. For example, asking questions to stranger is asking them to go first in being vulnerable. So then you wouldn't ask questions. And you wouldn't make, it's not about political statements or statements of truth, because then there's no conversation. So there's three or four things that wouldn't work. And then there's a list of things that do work, and that you can, you make it as you go along in the exercise, because people will try things and they'll say, okay, that really worked. And you can add it as one thing that worked. And then sort of, this is the second bottom of the map. And on the first part are more examples. And the examples are form of door opening or painting doors into something, but it's about something that turns you on. Okay, it's not about putting on a show. So for example, for me, it would be something right now about, God, I'm wondering how it is possible to keep integrity in a game world without people feeling attacked. Something like that. And then the exercise is, so that you do a little bit of the map first. And the way it goes is people will start asking questions and you say, okay, no questions. And so you sort of build up like this about how it can go. And in the middle, cool, thank you, Susanne. The map is there. And in the middle, when people start getting it, you just split them up in groups of three. So it's groups of three. There's one person practicing, one role player. The role player is like a cashier or a person on the street or air stewardess or the neighbors. Or so it's not people of authority, okay? It's not about starting interesting conversation with cops or starting interesting conversation with a soldier on the street or something. And then there's a coach. The third person is a coach. And for, I would give it, you know, eight to 10 minutes for a person to try to start an interesting conversation, the coach giving coaching. When the conversation start going into extraordinary, the coach stops and say, okay, that worked, and try something else. So the discussion doesn't go on and on. It's about practicing the different ways of starting interesting conversation.
And you forget, you forbid people to say things like so or these kind of,
also.
Or awesome.
Right. No, also, like in the German.
Also.
Also. Also. Whoa. Okay. You have to put a euro in the jar every time they do it.
What do the Polish say?
If you do that, we say Gesundheit.
What about O?
M.
That would work.
Fantastic. So it's fantastic then to memorize two or three of those ways to start interesting conversations with strangers, just to memorize them. And it, you might never use them, but you have them in case you get blocked or stuck. And then it becomes, once you open up the channel for how to start interesting conversations with strangers, you can't stop. You just have interesting conversations with every stranger you meet. It's a real strong empowerment. It's a very amazing empowerment process. Speaking of which, it's an exercise called I Have an Idea. And it's another way to start opening a space for a nonlinear conversation or an extraordinary conversation. But you have to, well, I guess we have to go back to the speaking from the unknown.
But those are more trainer. This is my opinion. Okay. Because that people would need to have access to nonlinearity.
But they do. Just don't know it.
Okay, so there would be the exercise before that would be a form of accessing nonlinearity, and then that could be a build-up exercise anyway.
The build-up is you are faced with your mother, and your mother accuses you of eating the last cookie, of not putting your dishes on the table, of leaving your laundry on the floor, of being late for dinner. You come up with nonlinear possibilities to reinvent what's happening. So that's the beginning part. There's excuses for your mom, nonlinear, inarguable excuses with your mom. That's the warm up.
How long?
That's
is
really
it?
Good.
7 minutes.
Forever.
Minutes. What?
Forever. Forever.
You know, after 20 minutes, your mind is gone. This is happening to nonlinear possibilities for the rest of your life. It's a jack-in experience.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
I have another one about completing communication. And I experimented with that before doing completion loops, to do a gremlin conversation. So you are in a role play and you pick your partner and you imagine like the worst fight ever about dishes or whatever, ending up in accusing how bad the mother is or something, or that you don't want to meet with your mother. So you really go into what your gremlin would put on the table. And so one gets the person to speak to whoever he wants to speak to, then changing roles, and then to change to the completion loops.
Wait, Gabriela is...
Could you please slow down?
Yes.
Thank you.
Where are you at?
Yeah. With, you go into what your gremlin would put on the table.
Yes. So you would fight about the dishes or whatever the situation that you choose, and then to really go into all the defense mechanism that your gremlin would put on the table. Then you switch roles for partner A, is accusing someone, he puts to whatever, like we stay with the example of washing the dishes, and then the other one would complete the communication. So you're angry because I didn't wash the dishes. Yes, and then to go deeper, and afterwards to change partners, so the other one does the completion loops, and yes, and then to fulfill the communication.
Do you have some time about, for example, the gremlin? How long do you let it go? A couple minutes?
I let the gremlin each had 5 minutes, and the completion loops were on for 10 minutes.
Cool. Jurgis, you have the next line in the script, and I'm frozen.
Jurgis is frozen.
Jurgis is frozen, okay. I was looking at him. And...
No, he's still sleeping.
Now you're on.
Okay. Jurgis, do you have an exercise?
No.
Okay. I was just guessing that you had the next line in the script and then you went frozen. So maybe that was the line. Okay. Okay. I have one then about also that we did in the trainer path gathering. We did a version of it in February, but it's great to do in a workshop for something to do about finding your purpose. So it can be about game world building, but it can also be what your heart cares about, or, and it can also be in a rage, sort of form, a rage club or something. And so to introduce, anyway, you would need to have the distinction of four feeling and probably the distinction of the old map and the new map, especially about anger and fear. And so, and the exercise is what you are angry about is what you care about. And this is such a revelation actually for people. And I did it in the, even conflict transformation online. And that was the best feedback I got from any online things that I've done. And it's, so you need to demonstrate. You need to demonstrate about, somebody has a background noise, Natalia.
Me?
Ah, it was Spanish. It was Polish. Okay. So you will have to demonstrate first about showing, about saying, I am angry. I'm angry that in Leipzig, there's no park. There's no green. There's no trees. And so if I'm angry about that, I care that people have a relationship with nature, and in a city like this there's no relationship to nature and people are disconnected. So that's the switch. Basically you would demonstrate first, then you put people in pairs, and one, let's see, maybe first you start in the circle and you get a towel and just get people into their body and into their anger. So that would be the first step. And you can do this for 3, 4, 5 minutes and just sometime pause and make sure that everybody's okay. And okay, and then you split up in groups. So if you're in a online, it's, it will be in a breakout. And if it's physical, you put people in pairs and you, it's called push shoulders. So you have your, you, the hands like this on each other's shoulders, and you both push at the same time, not going above 30% anger. Okay. This is not a wrestling thing. It's just about feeling the anger. And one person says, I am angry about this. I mean, yes, Gabriela.
30 seconds. Yes.
I'm glad it was less because my arm would start to really hurt. Okay. So you push and you say, and one person says, I feel angry about this. I feel angry about this. I feel angry about this. And then you come to a pause. The other person gets to do it. And then the second part is this shift of what you are angry about is what you care about. So you go back and push shoulders. The first person speak again and says, what I care about is, and they transform what they said into what they care about, and then change role, and the other person gets to say that, what I care about is. And then the thing is, I'm waiting for Gabriela to, yeah, the thing is, what you care about is your next game world. It is actually your next game world, and or your next project or your next team. And if that hasn't happened yet, it is probably because there's another feeling blocking the anger to show, and it's fear. So then you would shift into the fear, putting people in new pairs. I would suggest new pairs. And then the first person start, I would say for 6, 7 minutes, even 8 minutes, what I'm afraid. What I'm afraid of creating what I care about. I'm afraid of doing what I care about because. And then they reveal their fear that is in the way of them creating what they care about. And then switch roles. Yeah, and that can be a really two-hour workshops and a workshop and.
About vision, about getting a vision.
Yeah, vision or game world or purpose or mm-hmm. what your heart cares about, all of that.
Mm-hmm. I have a fun exercise. We developed it in 1 hour of the online Rage Clubs we did. And there was a woman who said, like, oh, I'm really afraid about going into fear. So we came up with this performance of fear, and I put them in rooms, in breakout rooms, two people together, and then they both choose a language which doesn't really exist. We call it gibberish, or I know it as gibberish. And then they were invited to get into their anger, connected with this gibberish language and using the whole body to explain. And they said, and the woman who said, like, I'd like to do it. And the Italian are really good in this, to use their whole body. So we went pairs with two and just used our body and just using this fantasy language to express our anger. And it, we did it for 5 minutes. And it was really exhausting to do it for 5 minutes. But after that, all the faces were just like so beaming and really soft because they had the opportunity to express their anger. And in the beginning, they were, or they shared afterwards that first they just thought, oh, it's just fun. But by staying in this exercise for 5 minutes, they connected more to their anger, and then they became more clear and they straightened in their body and they like really were centered in it. And it was really beautiful to see how the effect was after the exercise. So they didn't have to say anything that made sense. So the mind couldn't come in. And they were allowed to use their whole body and a language which doesn't exist. And that was a great combination. So go for that. It's fun.
It's called the gibberish yeah. exercise.
That would be a great addition to the 333 exercise also. Sometimes in the 333 only do gibberish.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I just, Federica, I missed... Is one person doing gibberish and the other listening? Or they're both doing it at the same time? Both at the same time.
Yeah, both at the same time. And some, and we reflected it afterwards and they said, sometimes it was just so interesting what the other person said that they couldn't reply or that they didn't answer at the same time. And sometimes it was like, if she's screaming at me this way, then I have to shout back. So it was like a firework of both sides. So, yeah. I only did it once, but I loved it. And the feedback was really joyful. And as I said, like the faces softened afterwards.
We can see that it changed your life.
Sorry?
We can see that it changed your life.
Yes.
You are beaming now.
9:10. When you said you could do this at 3:33, do you mean during the 3 minutes?
Yes. Yeah. I'll put it in the website, but it'd be good for this too. There's an exercise that helps with nonlinear possibility, but also with presentation or committing before you know how. It's good for that. And it's called professional instructions. No, there's another word besides professional. It's expert instructions. Sorry, expert instructions. And so the trainer, people sit in groups of four around the room, and the trainer says one person up. So one person in each group stands up. And then the trainer has a list already made up of different instructions to give. So please give instructions for connecting to extraterrestrials to make you into a millionaire. and so then the person has no time. There's no time to think. You have zero time, and you have to. And say, my name is John Perosky. I'm actually an extraterrestrial, and I'd like to explain to you how you can connect to us to become millionaires. And then he gives direct instructions for about 5 minutes how to do that. And the other people take notes, and so it's just. It's a serious conversation. It's not about being funny. So if some people are saying stuff to make it funny, you stop them and say, it's a conscious use of gremlin, because if you make people laugh, it's a distraction. So it's to tap into nonlinear possibility, giving expert instructions about something that's impossible. So, and then go next person up. And so you go around about three times so that each person gets three different times to be and give expert instructions. But there's all kinds of lists of possible things that you have to give expert instructions for. So we can figure that out another time. I'm thinking of another one right now, but I never tried it before, which is you go into pairs and you pick one person and you choose whether you are going to role play your mother or your father. And if you choose you're going to be your mother, then the other person role plays your father. And then you ask dangerous questions. You're being your mother, but you're speaking to your father, and the father responds as the father, but you ask real questions. And so you, by doing this, you get a certain shift of relationship to your mother and your father, what was really going on for them. And feelings are allowed, so you need to practice feelings before that. But it's just called mother and father conversation. And then you change roles. You know, the other person gets to be their mother or their father and have a conversation between them. And it could be, the conversation could be about you as their child. Well, so they can be talking to each other about you. You know, what do you think about the grades? What do you think about the clothes that they're wearing? What do we do about all these dolls they have in their room? What about their boyfriend? Like all this stuff.
Okay. Does anybody has a burning, hot and burning exercise? Okay, so I think that we could do this sort of every 6 months or something and refresh our exercise panel. I sent you a message because for a fear, one that specializes in anger work and one that exercises that specialize in fear work. So, and that will happen probably, the doodle is for in 2 weeks or something. And that came out of the trainer tourist gathering. But I think it's a part of our job as trainers to document what we create as we go along. And so every new trainer, next generation of trainer, doesn't have to reinvent the wheel, and they can work on some foundation and then build their own experiment and their own exercise, but they have somewhere to start. And I'm always, there's a part of me that have a lot of joy of navigating. There's a whole archive of Possibility Lab exercise, and sometimes I go there and I scroll down and I'm like, I haven't done this one, and that one sounds so cool, and this one. And sometimes there's nothing written in it, so it was probably invented in a lab and nobody did the write-up. And sometimes there is write-up. So, and it just, gives inspiration, I think, to the thousands and millions of people who will discover possibility management and love it in the next centuries to come. Cool.
I have a burning sharing, not the exercise. So I want to celebrate that I have signed an hour ago my new contract, and I renegotiate that. So I will work less from now on, and I have now more time to focus on my trainer path. And I thought it's impossible, but it's possible. I want to celebrate. Thank you.
This is very cool. Okay, I would like to receive about 5 or 6 minutes of feedback for my space holding.
So I'm excited about the idea you had about the sharing of the experiments. And for me, in the beginning, I thought, oh, I don't have any idea. I don't have any experiments, and they turned up, and the ideas turned up. And this is because of your space holding, because it was so generous, and so the ideas could pop up in me. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
5 minutes ago, I saw that you left the space. So your image stayed blank. And my first reaction was, okay, the space holder is not here. But then my second reaction was like a lot of joy. I enjoyed a lot of trusting the space, and you left, and it was like very, it looked to me very comfortable. So I appreciate this, and I enjoyed it. It was very nice. Although it was a very small detail, at least in my screen it was for some seconds, and I enjoyed it a lot. So I really liked it. I felt like that you really trust the space, and you can go out and come, and I didn't feel any change in the space holding. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was inspired by your inspiration that you put in the beginning, and then of letting go again. Like, these are points where you can look at and which you can walk on, like hold on while you share your exercises, or you can let go and just talk about your exercises. So giving opportunities or possibilities and then letting go and opening the space for whatever comes up. And I really enjoyed how when Martina started to share, how you brought her back into what your intention was for the space. Like Martina shared about this whole workshop idea, and then bringing her back to now we are looking on special exercises, and not by pointing out with a finger or telling you are wrong, but like really loving, caring, and clear. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
I would have appreciated a few more examples of possibilities along in the way, because you're just kind of an octopus with you have these fingers everywhere, and you can pull in stuff from everywhere, and I think it would have added to the space for you to pull in just some off the wall stuff, you know, some wildness or something. It would have lit different fires in different direct, you know, lighting different fires in different places all at the same time, something like that. And yeah. And yeah.
Is it in terms of different exercise or even different stories about?
Little stories, little examples, little, what about this and try that, or just even interrupting people as they're saying some things. You go, what about this? Or did you ever do that? Or just throwing things in. It's a little more chaos.
Okay. My gremlin would have added to the map of Martina that the fourth space would have not been nothing. It would have been kissing. So
mine too.
Okay, thank you.
I was afraid that you would say that. For me, the space was very playful today, and easy for me to be here and playful, and yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
For me, I was afraid that it will have some kind of school vibe where everyone give your exercise, and it's kind of, I had that that in mind, but the way you hold that space, it was completely safe and very, very loving. Like I felt that I belong in the space as well. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
What I really appreciate in your space holder today is your laughing, because I saw you, you were really serious and cutting and clear, but also a little bit rigid, and I really appreciate your laughing and your joy today and the connection between you and Clinton. I really felt, I can feel your love and your joy. So it's really fantastic for me to sit in front of you with your joy and your laugh. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing because I'm in San Francisco and she's in Berlin. Really? Not really.
Not really.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's burning, but mm-hmm. I want to share that I enjoyed your joy also. Thank you.
Thank you. And I feel glad and scared that I was so glad to see you both, Milena and Jurgis, come in the space. And it took me the time when Jurgis, you said, oh, I'm coming back. And then Milena, you shared that, to realize that I didn't have that impression for me. And it was like, okay, why didn't I have this impression that I'm welcoming you back? And so maybe in my field is that you've always been here. And I haven't lost the connection with you. And I really appreciate that you also made it clear about what's happening for you in this space. Mm-hmm. And my fear was this is sort of a moving train, the trainer path. And so you're sort of jumping on a moving train, and there's a way that I was scared that it was, I don't know, or that maybe there was not enough space to celebrate your coming back, or that you would have, something else could have happened about this, and that, you know, that we could have all shared about how it is for you to come back. And at the same time, I feel really glad that to welcome you back was sort of this natural, you're in the field and we do what we do, and you're here and you do it with us. So, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So next week, then we would be meeting at 8:35 in the evening, 7:35 in Portugal, for this Legends About the Treino Taurus. And we have this sort of tradition about at the end of a space to ask who the next space holder, and I would sort of open this door of if ever you feel an impulse during the week saying I want to hold space for the next call and there's no space holder, just go for it. So the one then in 2 weeks. Okay. Anything else about anything from anybody?
No, I see two documents in the chat.
It's the same.
It's the same.
So I only need to load down the second one, right?
Yeah, I think I'll... Gabriela, would you share it in the WhatsApp group? Would you share the link?
Oh, cool.
Gabriela?
Yes.
I put in the maps. Wait a minute. I just have to look in my computer and then I put in the maps I have into the document. Yeah.
Cool. Teamwork. Okay.
Yes, perfect. You're welcome.
Suzanne, could you add this the picture from the exercise drawing?
This one.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just looking for it.
Okay, you do that in the background and then when it's ready, you can send it to us. Okay, beautiful people, have fun with your lives, wherever you are, as much fun as possible, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.